Welcome to my work. Welcome to my world. Hey, I'm Blake. And this is your tailgate talk. And this is Tough. Oh, and they're going to fight. And this is Buddy. And they're nasty because they've been in the pond. Have you ever made plans and they get... Okay. All right. We can't do that. Get down, buddy. Come on. Down. Come on, get down. Let's try this again. Have you ever made plans and they get completely changed, completely out of your control? So I'm on the south side of our farm. And on the north side of our farm is my sister's house. My sister, Christy, her husband, Brooks, their daughters, Tilly and Eliana, live there. And when they first moved up here and built a house, Christy had big plans. She had big plans and really good intentions. They had a chicken coop and they had all kinds of stuff. She had a lot going on and she loved it. She thrived in that. She always had a beautiful garden every year and there's just a lot going on. When we moved up to the farm, me and Christy farmed a little bit together. She helped me with some hay raking a few times and stuff like that. I mean, we moved hay together a few times. It was really, really a cool deal. And then she began to have these migraines. And a lot of people have migraines, and the kind of migraines that she has, I have them too. They're just not as frequent as hers. But they're called hemiplegic migraines, and they kind of mimic stroke symptoms a lot of the time. And hers accelerated. She tried different meds, and she went to doctors, and they've tried everything. She's been to the Mayo Clinic, as a matter of fact, to try to get answers. And she spends most of her time right now on her back. And her plans have changed. Living on the farm for her now looks different, and it's not due to any choice that she's made. In the book of Proverbs, I believe it's the 19th Proverb, verse 21, it says, many are the plans of a man's heart, but the Lord's counsel will stand. Recently, Christy did a video on social media where she talked about this journey that she's been on. First, she used to do these videos from time to time, and she hadn't done one in a while. It's something that she's going to try to start doing again, but she shared in that video that one thing she's learned is that as everything has changed, God has stayed constant. He's not gone anywhere. He's not left her alone. And he still feels the same way about her that he always has. So can I just give you this encouragement today? Sometimes it can be discouraging when our plans get blown up. Sometimes it can really kind of get us down when we have these curveballs in life that come out of nowhere. I just want to encourage you today that the plans of God will come to fruition. And he's made us other promises that he'll cause all things to work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So God's promises are sure and they're not going anywhere. So be encouraged today. Hey, I really appreciate you joining me today on the tailgate. It'll be about a week before I'm back with you again. And so until then, have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you next week on a tailgate talk.